Monday, April 1st, 2024, Board of Commissioners meeting at 3 p.m.
Looks like it's 3 o'clock, let's stand, pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance to the county boardroom and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Yep.
Marty?
Yep.
Brian?
Here.
Bob?
Here.
Troy?
Here.
I'd like to excuse Commissioner Love.
I'll second that.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep. All right, time for public comment. The Board of Commissioners will hear any comments about any item that is not on today's agenda. So if you want to comment on anything that's not on our agenda, now would be the time to come forward. All right. Come on down. Just state your name and...
Yes, hi. My name is Omar Samaniego.
Okay.
I am the new community organizer for Union Day in Action. We're the nonprofit here in South Sioux. I just want to announce that we are having a candidate forum for the county commissioners, but we're also doing one for the state senators for District 17. So I brought some invitations. We also mailed them out to all the candidates that will be running for county commissioner. So it's going to be on April 25th at El Ranchito here in South Sioux. So that's all I'm going to announce.
All right. I had participated in that before, and it was really well attended, and you guys did a great job with it. So
awesome.
I would recommend any candidates.
What time?
It's at 5:30.
Okay.
Consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes from March 18th, 2024. Approval of payroll claims. March 17th to March 30th, approval of accounts payable, and approval of accounts payable claims. I came in earlier and went through payroll. Everything seemed to be in order, so I think we're good to go.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda, A through D.
I can second.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Brian?
Yes.
All right, before we get started in new business, I received a letter that I wanted to read quick. It said, "Dear Marty, I'm writing this letter because I feel like I know you. I would like to write a few lines about your veteran service officer, Nick Neiman. I live in Sioux City, Iowa. That's how I got to know Nick. He was working for Woodbury County Affairs Commission. He was working on my claim, and when he left, he turned it over to another person in the office. After Nick left, nothing happened with my claim. I tried for disability through the American Veterans out of Des Moines, Iowa, and got no further. During the time, I joined the American Legion Post 307 in South Sioux City, Nebraska, as I'd grown up in South Sioux City and felt more comfortable there. I was at an American Legion meeting when I learned that Nick was now the Dakota County Service Officer for Dakota County. I talked to him briefly and was told to make an appointment. Sometime later, I was told by this office that he was reviewing my claim. He said from what he saw, I should be 100% disabled, and he was going to get me there. After a few months, he did get me there. I would like to thank Nick Neiman for all of the work and persistence on my behalf. You commissioners need to keep Nick around because he does a great job for the veterans of Dakota County. Again, thanks, Nick. I can never repay you for your hard work. Grateful veteran, Dennis Allen. So I also worked the Veterans Dinner, the Vietnam Veterans Dinner out at Knights of Columbus on Friday, and was approached by three separate individuals that have worked with Nick in the recent future and had nothing but great things to say. So I just thought it'd be a good time to just highlight the work that he's doing for our veterans. So I asked him to come down here earlier. He had no idea why. So that's why I wanted you to come down, Nick. So you can get on about your business if you want. But thank you for just hearing lots of great things, and thanks for everything you're doing.
Good job.
Thank you.
New business. Angela at Dakota County Extension requesting board approval of Elizabeth Nelson as Extension Board member in Dakota County.
Just a formality. Just need you guys to say yay or nay. She's been part of our ag festivals that we've been doing, as well as helping out with Lego Week last year. With our junior kids in robotics. So she decided to join our extension board after serving with Leadership Dakota County. So we're glad to have her part of that program as well.
Very good.
Yes. So everybody in favor?
I'd make a motion that I'd approve her.
Second.
All right, Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
All right. Awesome.
All right.
That's all I needed. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day. Don Bosquet, County Treasurer, Tax Sale Report.
Hello. I just wanted to go over the report. It's pretty self-explanatory. As far as the guide for the properties that are available, it's the ones that have no color on them, like the ones that aren't highlighted or in gray. That's what we have remaining. Out of the amount that we had, there were 304 parcels that were advertised for $2,211,069.08. The amount of taxes that were sold, there were 147 of those 304 parcels that were sold for $231,264.09. Taxes remaining are 53 parcels, $1,800,189.52. 100 parcels were paid up to date prior to the new certificates being created, and there were 60 investors present. Because of the new situation that they have statewide regarding the tax sale, we were down some investors this year, but I think we had a pretty good turnaround as far as that goes on closing the tax sale as of today, and I need your approval on all of the information. So, any questions?
How many buyers were there?
There were 60 investors.
60?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What was the remaining total?
Remaining were 53 parcels.
You're welcome.
Did they change the, can an investor still have 10, 5, 5 now?
Yep. That's all we allow.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So, any other questions? All right, thank you.
Thank you. I'd
like to make a motion to approve the tax sale report for March 2024.
I'll second.
Marty?
Yep.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Board to discuss and approve or deny of the weed board road sign position. We've got job description here in front of us, so we're just trying to make sure that we have everything proper with regard to our union and ourselves before we post that position. And what do you know about it, Troy?
It's definitely something I think it would work for us. We haven't had it's been 3 years now, 2 years without weed superintendent, so this would be a great way to incorporate two jobs and get somebody on board to do signs and weeds.
And there's still some verbiage, or the union has still got a some work to do before it is turned over to us. So at this point, with a recommendation from the county attorney's office to go ahead and table that for a meeting until they get everything worked out, and then we'll go ahead and get her posted.
Sounds good.
Everybody good with that?
I just wanted on a different agenda.
Yeah, okay. We'll put it on our next agenda.
Then you have to motion to table.
Yeah, we'll just push it ahead to our next agenda. Old business, Jolene Goebbels, Highway Superintendent, road report.
Hello.
Hey, Jolene.
Hello. We had 305 hours maintaining roads, 2 hours in tree removal. We had 11.5 hours cleaning the Homer and Jackson Bridge to get them ready for the deck repairs. 120 hours hauling gravel. We hauled 596.55 tons of road gravel out on the roads, 11 hours on signs, and we had a request for gravel on 230th M Avenue, Weigel Creek, and Fiddler Creek. So I had a conversation with the engineers and the contractor on the Jackson Bridge. And they, this morning, and they are a little concerned about leaving that open to one lane. So the discussion is just to get it closed, because they're afraid if there's a train, it might back some traffic up on 20. So I thought that sounded for the safety of everybody. They said it's going to push back the start date. Originally, they wanted to start, well, today, and then on the 4th. But they got to do the new signs now to close it. Said it'll push the start date back a week, but not the completion date. So if it's completely closed, they can just get through it that much faster. So I kind of figured
it'll be a little bit of an inconvenience, but I think it's a wise decision to do that.
I just wanted to remind you guys, I'm putting a mowing notice in the paper next month regarding got to mow twice a year. I do that every year. Wayne County puts a notice in the paper about the right-of-ways. Was going to do that this year. We talked about that last fall. I actually had a call from a farmer this morning that was surprised he couldn't plant up to the edge of the road. And I said, well, there's state statutes involved in right-of-ways. So I got a little packet for him, but I was going to put that in. And then the one on fencing, so they keep their fences back this year.
Okay. I'll do
both of those in the fall again. So just wanted to make you aware I was putting those out. M Avenue, looks like we're going to have to go after 3 informal bids for the construction work for the stabilization.
The work prior to having the...
Well, to BOMAG it in and incorporate it in. So the estimates were a little more than what I thought they would be. So with that being said, we'll need to get 3 informal bids. So hopefully by the next meeting, I'll have some of those to present to you guys.
Okay. Have we heard anything on Lake Iwana?
No. We were kind of figuring up. We're thinking the next meeting, they should have something. It would be at that six-week point. They said it would take 6 weeks to put something together. So.
Okay.
How much of M are we looking at doing?
From the bridge to on M to the entrance that goes to the park.
It's like, what is it, 2,200 and some feet or?
Yeah,
something like that.
It was, like,
yeah, from the bridge to the.
Or something.
Yeah.
Anything
the else? The guy was here and did a presentation, and it was very interesting. I thought it was.
It might be the answer to really help that road.
Yeah, definitely be worth it. It'd definitely be worth trying, for sure, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
No, I don't think so.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any projects, any project news right now?
I have a few. I got about 6 culverts on the list right now.
Okay.
Kind of waiting for this weather to
Want
to cooperate with me.
Okay. Yeah, so when as we move forward, just kind of make a list of yourself, and then that way we can kind of keep in touch with you too on what's going on out there.
Yep, I got a list made. And
all right.
I'll check them off as we go.
All right, very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Discuss and approve or deny projects or purchases with monies from the American Rescue Plan. Elizabeth from the jail.
Hello.
Hi.
So what I'm requesting is money to replace our rugs in our front lobby. These would be permanent rugs. They're custom built, so the very spendy one would start at our entry door and angles off into the bin inspection window. We have one right in front of our door that leads down to our actual jail, and then I would like to add one in front of our master control window. We don't have anything there right now, and people do a lot of standing there in the winter months. It gets a little risky
so
there.
So on those mats, do they, when they cut them to a custom size, then they put some type of edging on it, or?
Yes, they'll have a rubber edging on it and everything, and then it's like a 3-inch thick, I believe, Berber, so they're, and it's a darker color, so they won't hopefully show as much.
Uh-huh.
So,
and they just stay in place, and I think I asked you earlier, they're just cleaned in place also.
Correct. Yep, they're permanent there, and then, yeah, Jesse takes care of that.
And the ones that are there are probably original to the jail?
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Any other discussion, guys?
No, I'll make a motion that we approve the rugs, plural, for the jail.
Second.
All right. Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Time frame?
They were hoping for about 4 weeks they should be here, so we'll get in contact with Paul from Eats tomorrow and get them going.
Okay.
So, and our furniture, thank you again, should be here in a couple weeks, so.
Okay.
All righty.
Did you guys ever get your countertops put in?
No, and we even had the sheriff's neighbor come look at it, and he said, no, I don't want the job. I said, oh, all right, good. So I'm about to bring my husband in and tell him he doesn't have an option, like he's going to have to do it. Yeah, so still working on that. I've had two people now, even I've picked countertops out. I thought, okay, we're getting somewhere, and then nothing. They won't call back or anything.
I might have a couple guys that I'll get a hold of and have them get a hold of you that are contractors and might be interested, maybe.
Okay. Give myself a number. Go 24/7 on that. Like, I'd love to get that done.
Okay.
So.
Sounds good.
Perfect. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Commissioner committee reports.
I have on, I guess this would be under economic development. We met a month or so ago with Pat Somsky from the City of South Sioux on some potential grant or opportunities that I think the county is missing on, my opinion. We have no agreement yet with Pat, with the City of South Sioux. And it would be separate from the City of South Sioux. This would
be an independent.
This would be our own agreement. There's, I think, and Pat has 40 years experience writing grants. She thinks that there is opportunities there for counties that we may be missing, whether it's public safety, energy efficiency. Things like that. So Pat is willing to help us try to see what's out there for us and get that done. One of the things that she suggested, if it's an energy grant, one of the things I'd like to suggest is we do a energy audit for the county, and it could be our or will be our courthouse. It could be our jail, our road shops. I think there's some work that that we could do there that needs to, they need updated, things like that. So, by, as I said, there is no agreement yet, but Pat said she'd be willing to write up some sort of an agreement with us to do potentially do some work for us along those lines. And when I get that, or when she sends that to us, we can talk about it at that time, but I just wanted to let you know that's...
Yeah, when you get something, I would forward it to Kim's office to let them take a look through it.
Okay, so, there's I think, lots of opportunities out there.
I think there probably are some monies available that normally wouldn't be.
Right, and so right now we don't have a grant writer, and, and that's not our... That's not in our wheelhouse, but it is in hers.
The good thing about it, too, is she also said that if we did use her and we did get grants, she would facilitate those grants, track them, too. So
that's something. Anyway, I just wanted to share that with the group that there may be something coming.
All right. Very good.
Down the line on that. So that's all I have.
I was in O'Neill last Friday. I'm on the North Star board, and we went and looked at their building. They wanted to tear down the building and build a new building. It's an old, like a hard steel building. Other than maybe some windows and some new skins on the outside, the building is absolutely fine. They were getting mice and snakes inside, and I was looking at the back door, and it's double sliding or double swing doors, and there's the gasket is gone at the bottom, and that's where the rodents are coming in. But anyway, so when we have a meeting coming up in April, and I went with Jim from Wayne. He's on the building committee with me, and we're just going to suggest that maybe they just do a little remodeling on that building instead of building it.
Yeah. All right. I didn't have anything. Mail or emergency business?
Don't have anything.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
I will second.
All right, adjourned. Do we need to sign off on the tax?